A bygone era from Belfast's bustling history was resurrected yesterday with the opening of a new outdoor market. 30 stalls parked up in Bank Square. That's just behind Tesco and Primark for the weekly mix of food and crafts. The first time an outdoor market has been granted a licence in 400 years. Our reporter, Nicola Weir, was one of the first to prowl the produce. And I must stress, some listeners might find the end of this report very distressing.
I have just read your sign and it says gourmet cheese sandwich.
Yes.
There's no such thing.
There is. Basically, we've done a lot of travelling around the world and there's a combination of French cheese, Irish cheese or traditional old English cheeses. And we went to Borough Market in London, we went to New York, we went to Canada. And the craze at the minute is old cheese sandwiches.
How are you finding business today?
It's been absolutely fantastic. The first hour has been incredible. Everybody's coming out to support us. I think it's brilliant for Belfast. It's just brilliant for the city. And there's more traders. This will bring out more traders. And this should turn into a cracking tourist destination for Belfast.
Peter, you have got a cider stall here. You must be doing a bomb.
Well, yes, it's starting to pick up now. It's still early in the day, but people are still coming up in their tram and they're liking it and they're buying. It's great.
And I'm going to taste this cider here, if you don't mind. I'll have a wee sample. Is this your plan? Just get people drunk so they can buy more? Your stall looks fabulous and it's all about Dulce.
Everything is based on Dulce, all food products. It's becoming the new superfood and we're just so fortunate to have it indigenous to our North Antrim shoreline.
So how do you go about collecting and making the products you've got here?
Well, I utilise the fishermen that long ago hung up their nets, sadly because of the depleted fish stocks. I recruit those chaps to go out and harvest it for me. It's becoming very well known as a slimming aid. Newcastle University has done some research to prove that if you include seaweed in your diet daily, that it stops your body from absorbing fat.
I want a big bag for Stephen.
Oh no, Stephen's just lovely the way he is.
Oh, stop licking up. John McCarthy, you're the only butcher here in the market.
The only butcher, all local products, all Northern Irish products.
And what has business been like? Is it good?
Extremely busy. We're here at 7 o'clock. The market wasn't supposed to open until 11, but we were packed out from really 9 o'clock. We haven't stopped since.
Why did you want to come?
Well, it's a great location, centre of Belfast. It's something different. It's outdoors, for like a traditional market, and you get all walks of people buying all walks of things.
What's been your most popular purchase today?
Our meat pack. Our meat pack doesn't make us money, it just makes us friends.
Oh, sure, all butchers say that. I make no money.
Yeah, that's why I'm the size I am. I got plenty of food, but no money.
Sophie Rasmussen, you are the market organiser and you must be delighted by the crowd that's here today.
I am so happy. I can't actually believe it is actually happened after 6 years of planning. This small idea took a life of its own and here it is. It has materialised and it's beautiful. There's so many people come down and all the traders are here and working away. It's just amazing.
What gave you the idea of trying to revive a market that hasn't been around here for 400 years?
Well, I was working in this area as an artist and I just seen the potential of the area. It had everything, small traders, a beautiful square, beautiful old buildings, and it was just screaming out for it. It's more traditional in that sense, we're outdoor, we're in the elements, which is quite nice, and on a sunny day like this, it's okay.
I was just going to say, it's lovely today. I wonder how many would tramp round in the wet.
I know, but I think you forget about it. Once you come down, as long as it's a two-ban, you'll be okay. And we're used to the rain. I mean, it rains all the time in Belfast, so I don't think that's going to deter us. We still have to go out and shop and meet people. So, you know, the traders are well covered, and we're also getting seats in with big umbrellas over. So we'll be fine. We'll be ready for it.
What have you thought about the market?
So far, so good. It's mostly food-like, isn't it? And things like that.
That's good, though.
Yeah, it is good. Good. Not when you're on Slimming World.
Well, I've been to Berlin and then we've been to London and stuff, and you can see that the way that Europe promotes the outdoor market. And I think the key here for Northern Ireland is to buy local. You know, this is what our economy needs. We need to start buying local rather than importing stuff in.
This is the first time it's happened here in quite some time.
400 years.
Oh my God, right, well, yes. It's a good thing, it's definitely a good thing.
And the cupcakes is the only thing that's attracted your attention?
The burgers as well, and the pizza, it seems pretty good. A lot of stalls.
Well, enjoy your cupcakes and don't worry, I don't want one.
Good.
Don't taste the same whenever you have to beg for one, you know.
That is true.
Is there anything that you're wanting to buy today?
Well, I've just had a coffee, so I'm not very hungry, but I like the look of some of the sandwiches.
That butcher over there told me if you take money out, he'll flirt with you.
I'm a vegetarian, means nothing to me.
You're very, very good. Do you know what you're missing, though?
What's that now?
A lead singer.
Well, I do a bit of singing, but I'm dosed at the minute.
I bet you're not as good as me.
Here we go. 2, 3, 4.
All of me. You have to sing it with me.
Why not take all of me? Can't you see? I'm no good without you.
I'm really good, aren't I?
Take these lips. I'll never use them. Take these arms. I'll let me lose them. Your goodbyes. Leave me with eyes that cry.
Eyes that cry.
Can't you see?
Can't you
I'm
see?
No good without you.
I'm no All good right. without you.
You took the part that once was my heart. So why not take all of me?
Oh, that was lovely. The Folktown Market takes place every Thursday from 11 to 8 p.m. Hopefully without Nicholas singing, though.